As our conversation before the break demonstrated, our political minds are wholly occupied this week with the upcoming elections. But here at Radio Boston, our stomachs are stuck in the recent past, last week, to be exact, at the Democratic National Convention.
Our state appetizer, calamari, is available in all 50 states. The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
That is, of course, Joe McNamara, the chair of the Rhode Island State Democratic Committee. And we spoke with him on Radio Boston last week. And while that TV moment might have become a social media punchline for McNamara, calamari is serious business.
Many businesses, especially the restaurant industry in virtually every state, has been decimated by this pandemic. But on top of that, our fishing industry in Rhode Island that supplies many of the restaurants with quality seafood products was also devastated.
So we got to thinking, what is the real story behind Rhode Island's state appetizer, and how did calamari become king of the ocean state? Well, it turns out there's someone who can help us answer that. We are going to turn to an unlikely calamari expert, S.E. Cupp. She's a political commentator and host of CNN's S.E. Cupp Unfiltered, a columnist for the New York Daily News, and the reporter behind a Daily Beast expose titled The Rise of Calamari, Fueled by Rhode Island's Dirty Politics. S.E. Cupp, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Tiziana. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you. I know you're a native New Englander, and I'm just curious. First, what was your reaction to Joe McNamara's use of calamari at the DNC for the roll call?
Well, my jaw dropped. I was watching like everyone else. And because I, you know, as you mentioned, I wrote about this story, to see a familiar face in Joe McNamara and then listen to him mention calamari was... it was a blast from the past, and I was laughing, but at the same time, I thought that is so great for Joe McNamara, who was very, as you mentioned, very serious about what squid and calamari means to Rhode Island.
So let's back up for a moment. You talked about a blast from the past, and of course, we had some fun coming up with some puns for today. So you did use a lot of ink reporting on calamari, and I have to ask, why is that a blast from your past? How did you wind up working on this story?
So in 2014, I was covering politics, but a story came across my desk from Rhode Island, and they had just passed a bill naming calamari the official state appetizer, and I thought, there's got to be more to this story. And my husband's from Rhode Island. I'm from Massachusetts. I know a little about the area and what food culture means to Rhode Island. And I just started kind of poking around. And the more I invested in this story, the deeper I went, the more people I talked to, the more research I did, it grew tentacles. And I just couldn't stop, because I'd get onto one subject, say, you know, Rhode Island politics, and then I'd veer off into another interesting subject, the rise of squid in America. And it became sort of eight stories in one. And eventually I had to turn the faucet off and say, okay, I just have to write this now. And, yeah. And I did. And it was one of the funnest things I've ever worked on.
So, you know, I think there's a lot of people, including me, who before this didn't know there was a rise of squid in America. And I wonder if you can connect the dots for us. So calamari winds up becoming kind of the king of Italian restaurants and TGI Fridays types places with appetizer menus. But as you say, it's also a story of deep Rhode Island politics with corruption in the mix. Connect those dots for us. How does this unfold?
Well, so I'm back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, eating squid was not a thing in America, certainly among Western audiences. It just wasn't. And in fact, researchers spent federal grant money and university time and resources trying to come up with ways to make squid more palatable to American audiences, and with very little success. Cut to the 80s with an influx of different kinds of cultural foods, Asians and Italians, and there was this new embrace of calamari, and it went from total obscurity to ubiquity in what felt like a matter of minutes overnight. In fact, the New York Times started calling this phenomenon when a food, say kale or quinoa, goes from obscurity to ubiquity, the calamari index. And so it really was a phenomenon. And it meant a lot in particular to Rhode Island. Rhode Island has one of the largest squid landings on the northern seaboard, on the eastern coast. It's one of the biggest economic movers for the state. And so when Chairman McNamara had this idea to use one of the state's great resources and something that, you know, every Rhode Island restaurant is proud of, Rhode Island calamari, to boost the economy and the marketability of Rhode Island, he meant it. He, you know, it was not a silly PR move for him. For him, he really saw dollar signs, he saw publicity, he saw all good things from a state that I'm sure you know gets a lot of bad headlines.
So I want to talk about the fishing industry for a minute too, and to put kind of a serious note on it for a minute, last night at the RNC, we heard from a Maine lobsterman, Jason Joyce, who spoke in favor of President Trump and his work reversing Obama administration actions to protect marine wildlife. Here he is.
I live on an island with 370 residents, and lobstering is how we provide for our families. As long as Trump is president, fishing families like mine will have a voice. But if Biden wins, he'll be controlled by the environmental extremists who want to circumvent longstanding rules and impose radical changes that hurt our coastal communities.
So we know that there are real struggles in the fishing industry in New England. We know that that is part of the story behind the rise of calamari or squid, as you talked about it, and this urgency to get squid into palatable recipes and mainstream dining. As a political observer, which you are you surprised today to see the New England fishing industry showing up in places like national conventions right now?
It really is remarkable on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, as a New Englander, I'm proud. As someone who likes to fish a lot, I think that's great that these issues are being highlighted. It's tough, though, in a convention, in a, you know, Rhode Island shout out during the roll call or a 3-minute speech to really delve into these very complex issues in a meaningful way. But at the very least, if it encourages people to, you know, read a little bit more or ask a few more questions about these industries, I think that's only positive.
Now, you talk about this confluence of events, political events and business events, that led to Representative McNamara being in the position to try to push for a state, an official state appetizer in calamari. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And was there controversy around passing legislation for an official state appetizer?
I mean, there was, and that's what in part got me so interested in this story, because this was not actually an easy legislative victory. It took time and convincing. There was political infighting. Chairman McNamara used some language out of The Godfather to describe what was going on. And I spoke to him today. We followed up because I wanted to check in with him. And he's real excited about the publicity, obviously, that this continues to get. But at the time, he had opposition, not only from Republicans who thought this was silly legislation. I think at the time there were only 6 in the legislature, but still. And from other lobby groups like the Quahoggers, you know, who wanted that kind of representation too. He had to remind them, no, you're already the official state shellfish, but you know, calamari squid deserves its day in the sun too. So he had to convince his own legislative body to take this seriously, and he had to convince Rhode Island voters as well, who have, as you know, strong feelings about their food culture. And so there was actually a lot of controversy around whether this was serious, whether this was going to be ultimately good for the squid industry, if it was going to punish other industries, if this was going to help make Rhode Island look better or worse. There was a lot that went into this that you wouldn't imagine with such a seemingly innocuous bill, but it wasn't innocuous.
So in our last minute or so, did it deliver All right, I'm going to trot another pun. Does the Rhode Island economy have legs now that it didn't before because of this push for the calamari industry?
Well, yes and no. Chairman McNamara will tell you that it's been tremendous for Rhode Island tourism, both in the wake of its passing and later. They've had a calamari festival that's been very successful for the last 5 years, minus this one because of COVID. And he says demand has been up. All the fishing vessels are out. He says that economically, they've had their largest landing of 60 million squid just the last year. And he said that the DNC shout out got the Rhode Island restaurant industry the biggest boost it's ever gotten from any kind of publicity campaign. Now, the other side is Rhode Island's economy is still struggling. And it was struggling at the time. It's been struggling for decades. And that's because a lot of systemic problems. This bill and squid have not turned that around. But it's inarguable that the concentration on Rhode Island calamari has been good for the economy. Not a total salve, but certainly a boon.
Well, this has been fascinating. S.E. Cup is a political commentator and host of CNN's S.E. Cup Unfiltered and a columnist for the New York Daily News. You can find a link to her calamari reporting on our website, radioboston.org. S.E., thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.